Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the 20th photography podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco. We are coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and today is June 5, 2007. Hard to believe that we've done this thing 20 times already, but indeed we have, and I'm really pleased it's gone this far. I've got no intention of stopping. I haven't always been as consistent delivering them every 10 days, but I'm doing my best. We're a bit late since the last time. But today's a special one, actually. We're on location. So in case you hear rushing water or wind or cars or birds, I'm actually shooting this on the shores of Rivière des Prairies in Montreal. And I thought that this podcast, we would basically continue upon some of the themes that we did two podcasts ago with regard to filters. So today I'd like to actually talk about in-camera filters. So with a lot of digital cameras these days, you actually have a lot of filter effects built into the camera that we can use for experimentation and good effect. And today I just like to go over them really, really quickly. So it's going to be a short podcast. So last time we talked about screw-on filters, and if we recall, what we talked about was during our basic filter primer was that in black and white photography, filters that are shooting the same tone. So for instance, if you have a red filter and you're shooting red tones, well, those tones are going to be represented as lighter when you get your pictures back in conventional photography or traditional. And it's the same way with these filters in camera as well. They try and simulate traditional screw-on filters. So, you know, play around with your black and white photography using different filters and you'll get some interesting effects. So in our case, I basically laid down a red Buddha by the shores here, and I took some shots in color and black and white and using red filters and different filters just to give people an idea of the fun they can have within their own cameras. Every camera is, of course, going to be different. I'm using the Canon 30D, and on those cameras, I'm actually going to get it now. So on the 30D, for instance, if you click on Menu, and then you go to Picture Style, and you click on that, well, then a whole other menu opens up. And you'll see Neutral, Faithful, Monochrome. What you want to do is click on Monochrome. And then you see you have filter effects and toning effects. And basically, using those effects, you can use traditional in-camera filters. There's a plane going by, we'll wait half a sec. And these are the filters that, again, simulate traditional screw-on filters. So you can choose red or yellow or green. For our tests, we just use red. We took a picture of the red Buddha by the shore using the red filter. And of course, the red Buddha is going to appear lighter because filters the same color as the tones in the scene are going to lighten those tones. And the opposite tones are going to appear darker. So if there are tones, you know, in between blue and green or cyan, those are tones that are opposite of red. So those tones should represent darker. But the best example is clearly the red Buddha. In the color shot, you'll see it's red. In the black and white shot, you'll see it represents as black and white. And of course, with the red filter, it's going to be very, very light. So I also did some additional tests whereby in the black and white, I made it sepia and I made it blue. So they're monochrome sepia, monochrome blue. And you can see that they have different effects. And basically, different cameras are going to have different settings like this. So some may have more bells or less bells and whistles. A good buddy of mine has the Nikon 80D. And he also has similar effects within his camera, whereby he can turn his shots into black and white, or he can make them sepia or blue. And different cameras, again, they're gonna have these different techniques. So just play within your camera. Basically, delve into the manual, check out what's available. The beautiful thing is there's nothing extra to buy. So there's no screw-on filter that you have to buy for 30, 40, 50 bucks. Some of the better ones are even over 100. They all come in your camera. A little tip when shooting these things is shoot them in JPEG. Most photographers, digital photographers with higher end cameras, they like to shoot in RAW. I would suspect the more serious ones, the professional ones, they're gonna shoot in RAW because RAW contains much more information with regard to each scene. But with these techniques, basically what happens is if you shoot them in RAW, when you bring them into most major photo programs, you're going to lose the information. So it's going to appear in color again. So if you use your camera software that comes with it, so for instance, in my case, Canon has this DPP software, you can shoot in RAW and edit those filters in RAW using Canon's own software, but then you'd have to bring them into another graphics program like Photoshop if you wanted to work with them additionally. It's much easier for these particular filter effects to shoot them in JPEG. Shoot, you know, high quality JPEGs, the finest JPEG you have, and you're still going to get a really, really good shot. And that way, when you open them up in any graphics program, if it's, you know, Photoshop or other programs, if they're shot in JPEG, they will retain the format in which they were shot. So if it was shot with a red filter and things with red tones are lighter, then they're going to appear that way in the JPEG itself. And really, that's going to do it for today's podcast. All I really wanted to do was to get people to delve within their camera to see what filter effects are available within their very own cameras. And just to become more creative, you know, if you shoot a sepia shot, tends to have, or if you shoot a shot in sepia or using the sepia in-camera filter, it's going to have that old-fashioned effect, and that's going to lend a certain mood to the picture. Likewise, if you have a blue filter, blue is cool, so it has a coolish effect, not cool like the Fonz, but cool as in the color blue as opposed to red, which is warm. It's going to give a cooling effect, and blue has a certain mood. Every color has a certain mood. And depending on what you're shooting, that color may well lend itself to that mood and may make your shot a little bit better. So it's really just to get people to experiment with what they already have and that they don't have to buy anything else. Just a fun thing to do. And that's going to do it very much again for today's podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for hanging around for these 20 shows. I'm going to be doing more and more of them, of course. I'd like to thank Gary for his comment with regard to our two podcasts ago about filters, where I gave a primer. He seemed to appreciate the little quick little lesson, and it's more than my pleasure to do it. As always, please comment via the blog or via the forum, or just shoot me an email, photography.ca@gmail.com. The questions and comments are always so appreciated. So thanks very much for listening, everyone. We'll see you all again, or you'll hear from me again in about 10 days to 2 weeks. And until that time, keep on shooting. Bye for now.